North Shelby misses on a left baseline jumper, and it will be Kirby that takes it. A little bit of a too soft of the pass by Schuyler County. North Shelby turns it over, but Schuyler County gets it back. Here's Kirby, open left side, trying to hit the three. They're living and dying on this three.
That was a good look, though. I don't mind him taking that. That should have been a travel. Chase Roberts is right.
And here is Robert Allmeyer down on the baseline, tiptoeing down. He stepped out.
I think the pass actually might have even hit the baseline as well. That last possession, I think Schuyler County had no reason to hold for one. Take the best shot available. You're down seven. But now that there's 27 seconds left, I would hold for one at this stage, even though you're still down seven.
They do get the ball to start the second half, so that would be a wise decision. But coming out of nowhere, Dayton Menace gets the steal. Now up to press in, right baseline, and back the other way. That's a big bucket there by Dayton Menace. 7 seconds. Now here is Traven Small in alone, and he lost control of it. They're going to say a foul is called. I thought they might have gotten the travel on Skyler.
Yeah, Skyler was almost like willing to go the other way, assuming it was. Yeah, that was a big swing, though. 4 or 5 point swing on that bucket.
Mason Allmeyer picks up the third foul. He'll take a C for the rest of the half. They will get it to Trent Small. Turnover, press in. Teardropper at the charity stripe. And then Stiles Preston loses his right shoe in the process in that as well. And we go to the locker room. 29 North Shelby, Schuyler County. 20. Take a break here, and again, we'll catch up with Schuyler County Lady Ram coach Thomas Kirkland after their victory over La Plata in the girls' consolation game. That is up next on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Thomas Kirkland with us post-game after a 59-27 victory against the host La Plata in the consolation title. Obviously a young group, so what does it mean to, even though a consolation title, you play so well against a state-ranked team in Green City, then you come out with back-to-back wins and get to lift the plaque?
I really talk about, on Saturdays or hardware days, I like to call them during tournament weeks, when you put yourself in a consolation game, you finish 2-1, so does the second-place team here, third-place team, so you're right there with the best of the mix. Maybe it's your first-round draw, maybe it didn't happen your way, but I just stress the importance of getting a chance to play 3 games in a tourney week.
What fueled the hot start tonight? 8-0 run to jump it out.
Us mixing up some defenses. We went to some man-to-man that we haven't used as much this year. Just trying to get our kids to realize that defense will win championships at times.
How important was it to have the balanced offensive effort? I think you had 3 girls hit 3 threes today, something like that.
Yeah, we did. We've had some young kids step up, and I really think it was a team effort. When you look at the 10 that I had that I played tonight, I honestly think we wore them down. You look at the difference in the second half when we pulled away. They were a little gassed, and we were still putting the pedal to the metal, I think.
Schuyler County head coach Thomas Kirkland with us postgame. How big was the end of the first half? They had tied it up there really briefly at one point. Then you had like a big blitz you put on them.
Oh, that's huge. That's a momentum thing for us. And a little energy. We get down a little bit, play so well to start a game, and then second quarter not so well. We had that last night, too. It was a 2-point game last night against North Shelby, and we went on an 8-0 run before half. Same thing. Went on a 6-0 run, whatever it is, before half. And it really just fueled our excitement when we're ready to get back out there and play basketball.
We're talking to Thomas Kirkland post-game, 59-27 victory in the consolation final against La Plata. Beyond just the depth, what were you able to do to really wear them down with your defense in the third and fourth quarters?
Really just keep that defensive intensity, pressure up on them, making sure we had a hand on the shooters and where they're looking to drive more. And we really secured some really key rebounds when we needed to.
You'll get to host a district again this year, which we'll see, of course, here in a couple of weeks. But what are you looking out of your team to accomplish in the final couple of weeks before we get there?
Just ball control. We're talking about some turnovers that we made, sometimes unforced, taking care of the basketball. And when we execute in the half court, I think we can be as dangerous as any of the teams in our district.
Thomas Kirkland, Lady Rams head coach.
Welcome back to La Plata High School again, as we're still at half between the North Shelby Raiders and also the Schuyler County Rams, where North Shelby leads 29-20. Did you get to take a look at some of the numbers already, Eric?
We are actually, we're just about to do that because we just heard from Thomas Kirkland.
All right, so we'll go ahead and do that. It's for having a quick pregame interview there for a moment, so appreciate you playing that. So in the first half numbers, Dayton Menace with a total of 12 for North Shelby, Silas Preston with 7, Mason Allmeyer with 2, Kirby Latimer with four, and Grant Coe also with four to compile the 29 points North Shelby has. Meanwhile, for Schuyler County, Trayvon Small had a pretty good first half with a pair of threes and a pair of field goals as well for a total of 10. Carson Talma, two. Eastern Kirby of two. Cody Amon with a total of six for 20 points Schuyler County has. Second half. Boys consolation game between North Shelby and Schuyler County coming up on Glory 97 CentralMoinfo.com and KTCM Madison. 29-20 as we are ready to get going here to in the boys consolation game between Schuyler County and North Shelby. It will be Schuyler County ball. They trail 29-20. They're in the Road of Burgundy uniforms. This is the seventh seed in this tournament. Going left or right on your radio dial with white numbers, gold trim. And they will try and kick out left side for Trayvon Small, who has been the hot hand for Schuyler County and is a little too strong. North Shelby is the sixth seed. And they are in the home white uniforms, the scarlet numbers and gold trimming. Will come to the left side for Coe and the elbow and the man-to-man shown here by Schuyler County. Again, these two teams have already played each other twice this year, once in regular season contest, which Schuyler County won. A layup is made by North Shelby's Silas Preston, and then North Shelby won in the North Shelby tournament. Coe trying to get the steal, does just that. Down to press, and our Latimer and throws it right up, and a little miscommunication there between he and Dayton Metis, and nobody there, and so it will belong. Still to North Shelby. They say it went off the shoulder of Schuyler County, so they will gladly accept that. Here's Allmeyer to press, and inside a alley-oop, and I thought Metis was going to look for the two-hand slam there, but he snuck in back door either way, pump faked and got the easy layup. On the left wing now, Allmeyer, and that goes over his head and out.
We talked about at the end of the first half how that could kind of dictate the course of this game. And I know that sounded maybe like an unusual comment at the time, but what I'm saying there is when a game is at seven, if one team ends the half with a little bit of a spurt as Small misses the shot, then you're talking about a 2 or 4 point game at the break, or if it's in the favor of the team in front, maybe an 11-12 point game. And here it is, North Shelby's now up 13.
Right side trying to cash a three is Preston, and that doesn't go. And yeah, as you alluded to, it's
Schuyler had all the opportunities at the end of the half with turnovers and rushing shots.
Not a secret to success there as going left baseline and banking it off is Carson Tallman and in.
It's good adjustment in the air.
11-point game. On the inside, that's a pass to Mason Allmeyer. Gets the two, bumped in the process, and one opportunity coming up. And believe it or not, these are our first free throws for the entire game. How about that? Fast pace. And it is Coe. And he will hit the end one. Allmeyer only with 2 points still. And he's the second leading scorer, having about 11 points a game for North Shelby. On the left baseline, trying to drive as Carson Tallman does just that, and it's his two. Partial press shown by the Rams. Allmeyer escapes it, and it's going to be over back call. So back to the Rams. Off the left wing. Decent crowd here for this consolation game. As a no-look pass by Amon. Now back up top. Looking for a three is Small. And boxing out is Kirby Latimer. And he got bumped. Skying for that rebound. And this is going to be foul number four on Colby Frederick. And he will in all likelihood take a seat for the foreseeable future. Here is Metis. Or Coe, check that. inside for Latimer. Now they'll try Metis left side. Now to Preston. Metis, left baseline off the cut. Latimer on the other side winning and uses the middle of the backboard and kisses it in.
Yeah, there's no way, all things created equal, that Skyler has any answer for Latimer. He's too big and too tall for them. Skyler used to have some big teams, but they've lost a lot over the years, and they turned it over.
They do, as it is Preston in transition, and Metis will try the second one. He'll go to the line. So he got pushed on the putback. And it looks like this will go to Chase Cooper, his first foul. Metis for two. His first is off the front, as Metis is 50% free throw shooter on the season. Lane Daniels talked about, as we mentioned, a good vertical player for this North Shelby team a while back, as the second one will go.
He's kind of thin, but he's long, and he can really elevate, and he's shown that a few times tonight. Today. There, I did it too now.
It's going to happen. It's not going to be the last. As we get a pair of subs. Metis will take a seat. He actually missed a little bit of North Shelby's eight-man football season at the beginning with an ankle injury.
North Shelby's got some athletes.
They do. Latimer trying to poke it away from Amon. He corrals it back in.
Fortunate to dodge a foul there.
Yes, he was. Turn small down left baseline, back up top. Kirby trying to cash in a three, and it is Elijah Greenwell, who's into the game first time, who gets the rebound. Here Rams colliding at center court, and 5-on-3 is not ideal. A timeout called by Schuyler County in the process.
That was a great touch pass. Latimer didn't even come down to the ground. That's a big man right there throwing a touch pass from the elbow to the block for the deuce.
It's a full timeout. We'll take it to on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Very fired up Chase Roberts, going to buckle down on the Schuyler County defense there. And you don't see 5-on-3s in basketball that much. You see it in hockey, as you alluded to a couple times, but it's never a good situation on the hardwood. And
no, it is not.
There is a little bit of a scolding, I would say, to get the defense in check, to put it politely, in that timeout by Chase Roberts. As a travels call, Metis will check back in for North Shelby. Allmire will be the one that takes the seat. It's 41-22, North Shelby with the lead. Kick out to Coe. Now from the high post, it's Latimer. Spin move, and he pulls up on the high post and buries it. Nice shot there by Kirby Latimer. Big thing with the North Shelby, this North Shelby team, I think, is just, Landon Daniel has mentioned in the pregame, is just get the offense going. And as when they can make some shots, it seems like they're pretty streaky in some ways. I think they could win a couple more games if they get a little more consistency, as Trent Small hits a three off the right elbow. Metis the other way, trying to go coast to coast, falls to the floor, takes out a ram, and extinguishes it into the stage on the left baseline. They got a bleacher that is perked up on the stage from the left baseline. Most of the time, you'll see the La Plata students camping out in there. It's a nice little place to watch a basketball game, your own little intimate spot. It's almost like a suite in some way, minus all the extras. Here's a right elbow three by Traven Small. And a foul called. It looks like it's going to be an elbow on Schuyler County. So North Shelby will take it again. Actually, check that. It's on North Shelby. Coe gets it. His first. So it'll be Small. On top to Tallman. Looks right. Now goes left to Amon. Now back to Cooper. Cooper at the top of the key. Now to Amon. Trying to find Tallman left side. Can't go. Bow over to Cooper. Right wing for Small. Plays catch. Now inside for Amon. Tallman bumped off by Coe and out of bounds. Here's Cooper just inside the arc now. Right elbow for Small. Cooper guarded by Allmeyer. Plays catch with Small to Tallman. Turn around inside. Amon. Amon.
There you go. What's that Dirk Bentley song, Woman Amen? There you go. Been hearing that on Crest a lot.
A lot.
That was a good job of getting it inside, though, to Amon, who did a nice job of turning and shooting there as we have a jump ball call.
Allmeyer made a shot there, but North Shelby will take another crack at it. And for Latimer, gets to two and one coming up. Nice set play there off the dish from Allmeyer. Latimer with a quiet 10, I would say. We're going to get Tallman on the push. His third and one for Latimer. Sends it off the front. Here's the Amon, and someone's equipment came flinging off in the center of court as Skylar Cannon deflects down near wing. It's out of harm's way. Looked like a headband of some sort that snapped in half. Now it's North Shelby ball. It's been all of them here in this third quarter, 45-27, as Skylar County is struggling to find some offense. Left side pressing all alone, and layup doesn't go. Latimer can't get it either. So Skylar County has bailed out. Tallman, transition two. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
You just touched on this, Scott, as this runner falls in for Allmeyer. I wouldn't want to play these guys in districts. They're very athletic, and Latimer, if he's on a roll, they're tough to face. I'm a little surprised the record's not better than it is. But again, when they're clicking, there's too wild, and right on cue, I say that and we have a turnover, but. If they're under control.
Yeah, I think the big thing is you just look for a little more consistency on the offensive side. I think the talent is there, and the athleticism is also definitely there. As travel called on Schuyler County. And I think that's an interesting task there for Landon Daniel, who's also a state champion, a basketball player himself in North Shelby in 2005. So he knows what it takes from at least the player perspective, how you got to play a game like that down the road. So I'll be very curious to see how a North Shelby team does in that facet as pass tipped out of bounds as the quarter comes to close by Dayton Metis. 47-29 all North Shelby here in this third quarter on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com. As we start the fourth quarter between Schuyler County and North Shelby. This is the rubber match between these two schools, and will also be the final match between these two schools as on the years, but both of them are in different classes. Skylar's in class two, North Shelby class one. We're now the class one team is winning. Here's Latimer's two, and he'll go for two as Tallman was kind of caught in a spot where he couldn't really do much. So he picks up his fourth foul. Latimer's first off the front end. His first make from the charity stripe. The former North Shelby coach, Chris Harris, says an offensive rebound by Grant Coe. Off the Latimer miss goes in. Talked about how Latimer has always been an extension of the head coach. I haven't really gotten to ask Coach Daniel if that's been the case with him, but he's definitely a leader on the floor, especially getting things organized to help him at the very least get some success on the inside. And now Trevin Small throws it into the bleachers. Back to North Shelby. So in all likelihood, the Raiders will probably go to 9-10 unless Schuyler County turns on a switch in regards to the offense. But Latimer is going to drop in a left side two for a layup.
And remember, Schuyler, the class two school, you know, this is a game like this. Is as it's out of bounds here, just miscommunication, and Schuyler County's just really struggling with the ball right now. But consolation finals matter in the sense that your mentality as you start to head toward a district, and also it's another regular season win, the boost for that district seating too.
We'll take a look at that district in a little bit, but that will be a tough district in of itself, that Class 1 District 10. So you have some pretty good boys' schools in that district. Canton's one of them that's in that. You'll also see Community Madison, a team that actually Schuyler County just beat last night to get into this consolation game. As we get a foul called now here on Easton Kirby, his first. I'm rattling these off the top of my head. I know Higby's in there. Couple other schools. I think Wellsville might be. Community is too. Community boys had a pretty good showing last Saturday at the Sturgeon Tournament Championship. As we got 6 minutes to go here in this boys consolation game, North Shelby working on some passing here as Allmyer's on the left elbow. Now inside to go, pulls up, hesitates to take the shot. Now Latimer down baseline, power moving. A foul call.
Yeah, now he called the travel. That was a good call. He took like a double hop step into that. That was a good call. I wasn't sure if he was going to catch that, actually, the baseline official, based on his positioning, but he was on it.
Bumped him pretty good, too. It might have been able to get an offensive foul in the process, but Red North Shelby, they played a pretty good second half, only one foul. And that was an offensive one on Grant Coe. Here's a pass by Amon, trying to find Frederick. No one home. Four subs come in. The younger Allmyer checks in for the elder. That would be Robert, the freshman.
And he is noticeably smaller.
Very much so. I have a feeling that might be a different case come sophomore year.
Yeah, that's probably a fair point. He's younger, like you said.
And Robert Allmyer does a lot of the small things well, according to Coach Daniel, and that's why he's earned the playing time. Also gives older brother Mason a little break as North Shelby drops in our two. Silas Preston having himself a pretty good game. Haven't talked about his name much as Coe gets the turnover up the floor to Preston, but Kirby cuts it off.
You know, Preston was active the other night, too, in the quarterfinal against Green City.
You're seeing the Gophers a little later tonight as timeout called by Chase Roberts. We'll go ahead and do it, too. Gophers will be taking on Canton in the boys' third-place game. That's in a little bit, but we'll take a quick break here in a boys' consolation game on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 4:46 to go here in the boys' consolation game. North Shelby looks like they're on their way to picking up that boys' consolation championship. And I believe it will be the second consecutive year they've picked up the boys' consolation, if I'm not mistaken. A couple years ago, the boys actually were in the championship game against Canton.
They were.
That's the seventh seed. They had some good athletes on that North Shelby team. Here's a couple tries for the Raiders as Metis gets the second put back.
Smith, who missed that first shot, as we have a foul, and it'll stay with Schuyler County. He'll be an integral part of North Shelby basketball moving forward as just a freshman. We've talked a lot about how we like this team down the stretch this year. They do, though, have a lot of seniors, so it makes it almost an even more important year to capitalize.
Coe, Allmire, Latimer, all starters, seniors. And Joseph Francis, who is also a senior, haven't seen him. He's more of a second string guy, but he does come in a couple times in a game when situation calls, as Elijah Greenwell now gets points.
Easton Kirby had a bucket on the other end as well for Schuyler County.
Say pass to the cross, and it will go out. Now we'll see Latimer and Co. check back in. I will say, probably that run by North Shelby in the little play tournament 2 years ago, that was probably one of the more impressive runs in my almost 2.5 years I've been here at regional radio in regards to just, I would say, just kind of came out of the blue in some aspects. That North Shelby team had a lot of size, which is really impressive.
I think that was Greenwell with another bucket there on the putback. That was a nice finish there for Greenwell. One thing for this North Shelby team is Small misses a jump shot. I think they're going to have to hit their shots. And that sounds obvious. I'm not trying to sound generic there and say they're going to hit their shots. We know they have the requisite athleticism. Can they knock down a few of their open threes when it comes time in district play? Because they need something to complement their athleticism, because they can be a little sloppy sometimes. Hit a couple of shots and they'll be trouble.
Yeah, and Landon Dan, you're basically spot on. Landon Daniels, we talked about it the pregame, as another foul is called, as this is going to go on Kirby. Landon Daniel mentioned during the pregame that the one thing they have to work on prior to districts is doing a little better on the offensive side. And whenever they get any spot up shots, make those shots. A couple of times early in the game, they've had a couple of easy layups that they missed. And that's the next step for this North Shelby team. If they can do that, then you mentioned that they might be a sneaky team to keep an eye on when districts come around. As Coe will miss the second. 60-33 North Shelby. Left baseline, Carson Tallman buries it. He's got double digits. There is two players for Schuyler County that are in double digits, Trevin Small and Carson Tallman, but simply just not enough offense. And a lot of easy points on the defensive side for North Shelby. Coming up next, it's the girls' third place game. A pair of two CAC rivals and a pair of state-ranked teams in the coaches' polls. Talking about Madison and Cairo. They've had some fun battles on regional radio the past couple years.
They Glasgow tournament, we did that one a couple years ago, right? Canote hit the big shot from the top of the key.
Glasgow championship. They also played in this very tournament just 1 year ago. I believe that was a semifinal.
It would
game.
Have had to be, yep.
It would have been a semifinal because Kara was in championship. Yeah, they played against each other four times last year. It'll only be three this year because Madison is no longer in the Glasgow tournament.
And see, there's a good teaching point. Even though it's 60-36 North Shelby right now, that offensive foul on Coe there, he dribbles right into three defenders basically because he's got two defenders. We've got a hooking foul here. But he had two defenders and then he had the sideline. So he basically dribbled it right into three defenders for all intents and purposes. And that's why Landon Daniels telling him, you got to keep your head up. You got to get that ball up the floor. Because, again, those type of things, if it's a closer game, that costs you a possession. A really good job of him staying calm there and making that a teaching point.
Shot on the left side for Easton Kirby doesn't go. And now
he had a much clearer run to the rim there, but he did get – there was some help side that came over to interfere with that layup.
Wasn't a block, wasn't a charge. Had a good influence on it. Here's Mason Allmire back into the game. And now a block by Frederick is trying to get a shot with Preston. Now back to Allmire. Good performances tonight from the Raiders, as Metis right now has a total of 17. Coe has 9. We'll go Allmire. He's been a little more on the quiet side. Only 4 points for him. Preston will take a shot, and he'll go to the line for 2 as he was bumped by Tallman, and that should be number 5 for him. And he finishes with 10 on the afternoon. Chase Cooper back in. Take a spot. So it's back to the drawing board for the Rams. Got a big win over Madison last night in the consolation semifinal. We'll fall to 3-15. They'll have, for the most part, Lewis and Clark play rest of the way.
And the Lewis and Clark, there's some winnable games there on the bottom. I mean, Schuyler County's obviously a bit struggling right now, but there's some winnable games in the LNC.
Absolutely.
This year. It's a bit more of an open conference than it's been in years past.
Here's a 3 on the right elbow. Easton Kirby doesn't get it to go. Yeah, the boys' LNC is pretty wide open as Coe gets the left block layup. Here is Metis, turnover. Less than a minute to go.
A lot of contact there. If it was a closer game, I think they call that, but I don't mind it, to be honest, at this stage. Not even just selfishly. I just don't mind. I don't mind not.
The referees, give them credit. They've been letting the two teams play.
Yeah, I had them on Tuesday too. They're a good crew. Or Monday.
Very
rather.
Good crew.
Monday rather.
The same officials. We'll get a fresh batch of them prior to the third place game, I would assume. Again, the Sixers are a result of the bitterly cold that we had earlier this week. So they pushed back the schedules one day, and we get another Sixer on our regional radio airwaves. As Allmire is going to let things dribble out, and it's going to be a 64-36 victory for the North Shelby Raiders. And once again, they are the consolation champions at the La Plata tournament as they will dribble things out. They'll improve to 9-10 on the season. Schuyler County falls to 3-15. We'll take a break. Nominate outstanding player of the game. Get you set for the girls' third place game between Madison and Cairo next on Glory 97. Welcome back to La Plata High School. North Shelby Raiders take home the boys' consolation championship over Schuyler County by the final of 64-36. And Dayton Metis is going to get our outstanding player of the game for the North Shelby Raiders with a total of 17 points. It's brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. All right, it's time for our girls' third place game, and this is going to be a fun one. The top 2 seeds in this La Plata tournament both fell, but they get to play each other still, but only for third place. It is the 10th-ranked Cairo Lady Cats in class number 2 taking on the 10th-ranked Madison Lady Panthers in class number